You know who that God is? The devil. You know, a big, real man couldn't possibly walk in and hold his wife in front of everybody and kiss her right in front of everybody, all the kids and everything else, and look her right in the eye and say, "Wow, you're the most beautiful thing to me. I love you with all my heart." But God told you to do that. And if God tells you to do that, if you do that and your children see that, your children will grow up learning what the God kind of love is. They see Daddy holding Mama. They see Mama come over and grabbing Daddy. He comes in the afternoon, Mama just runs in. She don't wait till she's invited. She just runs up and plants herself right up, kisses him on the cheek or on the mouth and says, "Whoa, boy, the man of my life at home today. I'm sure glad I'm married to you. You're the most wonderful man I ever saw. You'll make him feel 10 foot tall." You know? Don't run him down. Love him. And if you love each other like that, you're following the commandment Jesus told you, and you're not under this law that we talked about. All that law that brought all that sickness and disease upon you. If you're led by the Spirit, the Scripture says you're not under law. But it's only if you're led by the Spirit. Now, if you're not walking in love and you're not led by the Spirit, Paul tells us we fall from grace, we transgress the law, and we fall back down under the law. When you fall under the law, guess what? The demons of hell have legal right under the law. So you got to walk up there above that. And if you walk up there, then all these promises we quoted this afternoon, which are many, will work for you. Now then, I'm giving you a new commandment. There's the one, John 13:34. That's the one I was thinking about. Oh, now I'm giving you a new commandment. Love each other just as I have loved you. You should love each other. If you love, then that's an indication that Christ is in you. If you're walking in that kind of love. And if you're walking in love, your faith will work. If you're not walking in love, your faith won't work. These promises will not work for you unless you walk into God kind of love. So when you come to the Lord, you need to come to Him humbly and say, "Lord, I'm sorry I've messed up. I repent." There's one other scripture here we're going to go to before we start praying for people. I want us to go to John 20:20-23. And I want you to look at this and I want you to tell me what this says. I want to look at it in the King James. Well, let's look at it there. You got that first. Let's look at the NLT first. John 20:23. As he spoke, he held out his hands for them to see, and he showed them his side. They were filled with joy when they saw their Lord. He spoke to them again and said, "Peace be with you. As the Father sent me, so I send you." Then he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit." Now, if Jesus breathes on you and says, "Receive the Holy Spirit," do you think you're going to receive the Holy Spirit? Okay, look what happened. If you forgive anyone's sins, they are forgiven. If you refuse to forgive them, they are unforgiven. Now, wait a minute. What is that saying as sons of God? As we saw earlier on this series when we started on the second hour, or the third hour, you might say, after the break, Jesus said He had power to forgive sins, did He not? And as He forgave their sins, the people got healed. Did they? Then in John 14:12, did He say anything He did we could do also? Does that agree with this? What did He say you could do when it comes to sin? Can you forgive sin in somebody else's life? Well, look at that. If you forgive anyone's sins, they are forgiven. Is that a little more than you can swallow? Oh. See, my wife, she knew these principles when her daddy was comatose. He couldn't ask forgiveness for his sins, which were many. But what could his daughter do? She could confess his sins and forgive them. If Cheryl forgives daddy's sins, they are forgiven. Is that what that says? And if Cheryl forgave her daddy's sins and stood on the promises of God, God heard her prayers and healed her daddy that was on his deathbed that five doctors said he won't live through the day. But he did live. And he came out fully recovered and went back to work and driving and everything. And she forgave his sins. If she hadn't have known that, I guarantee her daddy would have died. He was at a place where he could not confess the sin. See, this is something we need to get a hold of. We need to start believing this book. When you go into a hospital room, if somebody's unconscious, you need to start saying, Lord, I forgive this person's sins. You're in me, Christ in me, the hope of glory. I'm a son of God. I'm a daughter of God. I believe what your word says. Lord, now I know the sins of this person are probably many, and I may not even know what all of them are, but Lord, I'm forgiving their sins as a son of yours. I am forgiving their sins. And so therefore, Lord, if I forgive these sins, they're forgiven. I mean, after all, is that what he said? If you forgive anyone's sins, they are forgiven. If you refuse to forgive them, they are unforgiven. Somebody said, only Jesus could forgive sin. But that's not what the Word says, is it? Does the Word say you can forgive their sins? Well, if Jesus said it, Cheryl believed that. And I'm going to tell you, like I've said, if Cheryl hadn't have known those things, if she hadn't have stood on those promises for her daddy, I guarantee her daddy was not able to forgive his own sins. He was comatose and he would have died. But because his daughter knew these promises and stood on those promises, God forgave him and raised him up. And later, because she forgave all those sins, later, a year later, when he did have a aneurysm and he did die on that one. Some of you have heard me tell what happened when Cheryl was saying, Lord, I got to know whether my daddy went to heaven or not. He never did really confess you on the earth, but I got to know today, is daddy going to heaven or hell? I got to know. And I walked in the room about that time. By now, we were married 5 months. I walked in the room. She said, honey, can we pray for my daddy? I said, sure. And so I closed my eyes. And the minute I closed my eyes in that room, her daddy's laying there comatose. But the minute I closed my eyes, I saw her daddy falling backwards into the abyss of hell. I saw it. I'm not a man that cries very easy, but I cried then. I mean, tears started gushing out of my eyes. I am seeing a human being fall into hell. If that won't bring tears to you, something wrong with you. For a man I didn't even know, although it was her daddy, I didn't know him. I never met him one time. Talked to him 15 minutes, maybe. That's all I knew about Howard Butler. But I was crying like a baby for him, crying out, Howard, please call on the name of Jesus. Cheryl, she's hearing me. She said, yes, Daddy, call on the name of Jesus. And I said that several times. And all of a sudden, as he's falling backwards into that pit of hell, I hear him say, Jesus. And then I saw something beyond my wildest dreams. I saw a light come from heaven and illuminate her daddy. And I saw him stop falling, and I saw him go into the light of heaven. You talk about the grace of God? Amen. You talk about the grace of God? I mean, down to the last tenth of a degree of a second, a man's falling into hell, and you call on the name of Jesus, he'll save you right there. I'm falling into the pit of hell. Isn't he merciful? If he hadn't had a daughter that had been praying, he would be in hell today. Was he a good man? Oh, yeah, everybody loved him. He loved everybody on his earth, but he didn't ever make Jesus Lord of his life while he was here. He would have not gone to heaven if he hadn't called on the name of Jesus in the last second. I don't want to go there, do you? Hey, no, I don't want to go there at all. I'm going to tell you, if you'll study this book, you'll read this book. Like I told the people on television the other night, if you will take time to spend 1 hour a day reading the NLT, 1 hour a day, every day for 1 year, I guarantee it will change your life in the way you think. If you'll believe what's written in this book, if you'll believe these promises and start standing on these promises, That one last promise we'll go to, and then we'll pray for people. It's 5 o'clock. Go to Matthew 18, our favorite verse there, Dave, Matthew 18, 19. This is a promise to you under the new covenant. Once you repent of your sins, look, and I've used this to get many people's needs met, healings and everything else. I tell you this, whatever you prohibit on earth is prohibited in heaven. Whatever you allow on earth is allowed in heaven. And I also tell you this, if two of you agree down here on earth concerning anything you ask, my Father in heaven will do it for you. Under the new covenant, what kind of a promise is that, young lady? You like that? What can you get done with that promise if you believe? Anything, that's right. If you got your sins repented of and you're walking in obedience to God's word, you're walking in love, what'll He do for you? Anything you ask Him. And He meant that. He meant that. So if you walk into God kind of love, if there's two of you, a man and a wife, or just two of you, didn't say you had to be a man and a wife, but Cheryl and I use that often as man and wife. We use that as a powerful thing. And we've seen God do awesome things for us with that scripture. And will He just do it for me and Cheryl? No, He'll do it for you too. So Father, in the name of Jesus, we want to thank You and praise You for these promises. Lord, I ask You to convict every man, woman, boy, and girl of their sins. And as they come to be prayed for, I ask You, Lord, to touch their hearts by the Holy Spirit. And be sure, Lord, that You prompt them of every sin so they can repent of every sin, known and unknown. So when we pray for them in the name of Jesus, You will be able to heal them and deliver them and set them free. And then, Lord, continue to convict men and women. They need to stay in relationship with You and need to stay in You, in Your Word, regularly so they can walk in divine health. Because without it, they cannot. They have to stay in touch with You every day to walk in divine health. So, Father, convict them of this and keep them in the Word. Now, Lord, as we pray for people, I ask You to be merciful and meet every person's need. And we thank You and praise You for what You've already done here today and what You will continue to do and the greater things You're going to do even in the future. And we give You all the praise and the glory for one more healing school. In Jesus' name, amen.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website, or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.